Now let's assume a company with this capital structure, $125 of debt and $75 of equity. The after-tax cost of debt is 10% and the cost of equity is 20%. We can safely assume that the overall or weighted average cost of capital for this firm should be between 10% and 20%. This is because if the firm was entirely financed with debt, its WACC would be 10%, just the cost of debt. Alternatively, if the firm was entirely financed with equity, its WACC would be 20%, just the cost of equity. Since the firm is financed with both debt and equity, the WACC should lie between 10% and 20%. Are you able to calculate what the WACC should be based on our discussion so far? The calculation will not change, but the equation would be written using different terms. We will discuss the WACC equation shortly. Conceptually, it is the same idea that we have been discussing so far, which is the concept of weighted average. To be able to calculate the WACC, we need to first calculate the weights or the proportion, not the dollar amount of the company financed with debt and equity. Next, we will do exactly the same calculations as in the previous example, giving us a WACC of 13.75%. WACC is just a weighted average concept that depends upon what proportion of the company is financed from the different sources of capital and what is the cost of each. A more detailed explanation of this equation is on the next slide.